Yes. But I did get a couple of calls from people who live in the South End. Uh-huh. And like I said, Andy O'Brien had put an article in the paper, and they saw Stuart Smith's name is attached to the project. It's his property.
Right.
So one of the questions, and one of the couple of the people weren't able to come because of the weather, and they're a little just were afraid that they'd fall, understandably. So what they're wondering is if, in the spirit of goodwill, there could be some discussion with Stuart Smith about allowing the South End to have their harbor corridor back because of the bushes that have grown up. So
I couldn't speak for Stuart. I have no idea.
So that's just something to think about if you're having conversations.
Where is this?
So when you walk the boardwalk, at one point the previous owner had kept everything level so that there was harbor view access for everybody. So people driving in to Archer's would see nothing but the harbor. And the entire neighborhood. So now all of that is completely blocked by shrubs. You know, and it's a really simple thing, and I know the city we've talked about it for many years, that we'll be happy to assist and help with that and get the cleanup done. But, you know, in the spirit of goodwill, because this is a very major, major, major project that does go before council. And, you know, we really want to consider the entire community when we're looking at types of reorganization, revisioning, you know, restructuring events like this. I think it's always good to see if we can guarantee that we also get something in return for just allowing, you know, this, because there could be some pushback. And this has been something that I think it would be a really easy fix for Stuart Smith and Yachting Solutions, and for the community, I think would really appreciate it. So that's just something to keep on your radar, Bill.
I can hear. Is it because they've grown up too much?
Yeah, they've just grown up too much. Right. Yeah, it's just a simple landscaping issue. Yeah. And of course, the taller they get, we understand, the more expensive it gets.
They did cut a lot of those down. 2 years ago,
they cut.
You know, brought them down.
They cut them. They cut them down by the gazebo. I think that was Lynn Archer did that. They cut them down by the gazebo because there were some antics going on.
Yeah.
But the majority of it are not.
Yachting Solutions has no say in that, but certainly.
Understood. I have to bring it up.
Yeah, and I think it's a valid thing to bring up.
And, you know, like I said, we'll be before the planning board with all of this at some point.
Yeah.
That's a really good spot to...
Yeah, so that, I mean, and that's, I think, as when we all work together and we all work for a common good, I think we get a lot more done.
I agree.
If we have happy community members, you'll receive just a lot more support.
Yeah.
So that's just
something. Seems like a minor thing.
Yeah. Agreed, it is a minor thing. Are there any other questions? What we'd like is thank you so much for coming again. I know you're going to be before the council and the planning board. As always, if anyone in this room or beyond has any more questions for you, they can email.
Is there a point of time where the Harbor Commission here could make a...
looking for
commitment.
A letter of recommendation?
Yeah, a letter of recommendation.
What the commission will do is we will talk about that, and how soon, what is your
time frame? At the earliest possible date.
Okay.
You know, we've been trying to move this along.
Yeah.
Our grant to do the work that we're going to do has a time limit. We have to have it done within 3 years, I think it is, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we have to most likely start by next fall doing some of our infrastructure, which means we have to do our planning now. We have to get the Army Corps in.
Understood.
Here. The most effective, economic effectiveness of getting the testing and planning done on the seafloor is to do it all at once.
Yep, understood. So what we will do as a commission, we will talk about it. I'm not feeling or receiving a lot of pushback now. And after I get an agreement and a consensus from the commission, I will get you a letter.
Very good.
Okay?
Appreciate it. Very
thank
much.
You.
Plans electronically?
Yes, this one here, PDF. That.
Tom, do you have
that?
Do you have this?
Yep.
So I could get it from you?
Yeah, I think I emailed all of you
on that stuff.
I can email it to you.
Okay, anything else with the plan? Matt? Sally, David, anything else with the plan?
Can I just get a quick double clarification?
Yes, Matthew. So
as far as, you know, we're trying to work with you on this process, and if, for instance, not all of our grant hopes go through, you're saying that this full design that you've created for your side is not going to impact our current setup for,
right.
Aside from that one little piece that you want to take out anyway, but as far as American Cruise Line, they can still dock the way they are. All of our dinghy docks and everything still has the same access.
Yeah, that's why I went down there and talked to them personally to make sure face-to-face.
That would affect moorings.
It would affect moorings, yes.
Yep.
It would,
yeah.
Okay, Ron, what?
The dinghies here.
I think we're going to wrap up. If people do have further questions, because we could go on and on and on and on, Matt and Tom. So what we're going to do is we'll wrap up this part of the commission meeting. We will take a 5-minute break. And for those who want to stay, the next topic is the federal anchorage proposal that will be up for discussion. And so people are welcome to stay if they'd like to stay. If not, thank you very much for coming.
Well, thank you for your consideration and considering the project.
You've got to give me your contact information. Okay, so we'll break for 5 minutes. Please have cookies, have some cider. So,